This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and I'll see you at the BBQ Smokedown at Chicagoland Speedway.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back.
720 WGN on the road with Dane live here from the 31st Jack World Championship Barbecue Invitational with a man, the myth, right? The legend, the one and only Ray Lampe. Ray, welcome to the show.
Dane, good to see you, man. Good to see you down in Tennessee eating.
Now, you and I have talked. We've interviewed like around the country, maybe even around the world, even internationally sort of it feels like. But when you come here, this is the epicenter of the barbecue world. Is absolutely the best of the best on the competition side.
Yeah, there is. I mean, this is the competition everybody wants to come to. There's a lot of other good ones around. There's a lot of big name ones, but everybody wants to come to Jack Daniel's. There's just so much special stuff going on here.
There's a guy who is in the Barbecue Hall of Famer and on the personality side understands what it is that it means and what it means for these teams too. Like, what it's great to win competitions all over the place, but when you win the Jack, does it actually like change your career, how you're perceived, all that?
Well, it is for sure. I'm judging with Andy Husbands today, whose team won in the past, and nobody ever forgets that. And I can tell you that every one of these guys, and a lot of us do, have a trophy from Jack Daniel's Cook-Off. Every one of us has got that one front and center in our house.
So talk about the community. So here you've got it. This is not, you know, major metropolitan center. I don't want to say it's the middle of nowhere. It's the epicenter of the barbecue world. But other than that, from like a road trip perspective, people getting out and kind of seeing things, is Lynchburg someplace you'd recommend?
Well, sure. That's a part of the charm of coming here. We're down in the holler, they call it, in the park right behind the square, the original square. The distillery's right down the street, like a quarter mile. And up on the hill in the cemetery, Jack Daniel is buried. This is the real deal here. There's plenty of kin around. Jeff Arnett, who's the master distiller of Jack Daniel's. I mean, a rock and roll worldwide recognized guy. He's hanging out over here. You know, this is the real thing, and it's just so authentic. We all love to come here.
Still a quaint, small town. You think about this. After one full successful years of Dr. Barbecue, as you're scouting locations, I went up and down. There aren't a lot of competitions on the restaurant side. Maybe location number two for Dr. Barbecue is right here?
Yeah, they're a little short on people here in Lynchburg. They still got the sign as you come into town. It says population 361, I think it is. But I think they've grown a little bit past that, but it ain't exactly ready for any big chains.
Think about this. A year in the restaurant business, we were laughing about it a little bit earlier, is like 10 years in the regular world. Talk about 1 year at Dr. Barbecue. The success, so well received, going gangbusters.
Yeah, we're real proud. I mean, making it a year in the restaurant business is a big accomplishment. A lot of guys don't make it. We are on track. We are above our projections in sales. We're doing a lot of things right. We're doing a few things wrong, but we're learning as we go. But it's been a great first year, and we're steaming into number two.
Definitely not broke, don't fix it. Anything that people should look forward to as they make their pilgrims down to St. Pete's?
One thing we got happening right now, we've got some new sauces. We started out with two sauces. Three, actually. We had a hot one, a sweet one, and then my original. And we've changed up the hot one because we just needed a refreshing. And now we've added a mustard sauce, a vinegar sauce, and it's not on the table. It's on the chicken, but a white barbecue sauce. Don't let Chris Lilly hear me saying that. He's right there.
I'm sure he'll add his two cents as well. Ray, thanks so much for doing. Great seeing you here live from the Jack.
Dane, good to see you, man.